Hello, Bourbon Real Talk friends and family. Lindsay Sullivan here with a very special guest, the host of Bourbon Real Talk, Randall Sullivan, for our 200th episode. We are going to be trying my top five favorite whiskeys, and you'll be trying them blind and trying to guess what they are.
So if you want to hear about it, stick around. All right, before we get started, we would love to take the chance to thank our Patreon subscribers out there. If you don't know, you can support the channel on a monthly basis with a monthly subscription on patreon.com. But it's not just a donation. There are a lot of member benefits to those who participate. We have so much fun stuff. We've got bonus content, behind the scenes looks. We've done some distillery takeovers and have more planned in the future where we're king for a day and go out as a group and get to do private tours and taste out of barrels. We have single barrel selections. We have massive discounts on merchandise. And for the top tier, we even have an exclusive challenge coin. But, you know, you also get the benefit of knowing that you are supporting the channel and its mission. So we thank you. And if you'd like more information, there's a link in the description below. So without further ado, let's get to it. So you have lined up your top five favorite whiskeys.
Some of my favorites, yeah.
Some of the favorites. So we've got Unallocated.
Yep.
Which is a 14-year light whiskey from MGP. And I've introduced a handful of people to this other category of whiskey. They've loved it. We've got Jason Giles' brand Rosewood, and you are a massive fan of his rye.
I love that rye.
And we went to Tennessee, and we got to interview Lexi, the assistant head distiller, and she also runs their cash strength single barrel program. We picked this with Lexi.
So yummy.
And then this bottle got purchased because you have a crush on two other men. The Vampire Diaries,
I respect their craft.
Their craft. That's what it is.
Do.
Yeah. So, Brothers Bond from, they're from Vampire Diaries?
Yes. And Summer Holder and Paul Wesley.
And then, last but certainly not least, Angel's Envy Rye.
My gateway
your
drug.
Your gateway drug into whiskey. Yeah, so I'm going to be tasting these while you ask me some questions, and I'll be making some guesses as to which is which.
Okay.
So what do you got for me?
Well, let's talk about some things that have changed since the 100th episode. I'm on more episodes. That's a big change.
There should be more coming.
More coming.
I have told you all that I've tried very hard to get her onto the podcast, but... it's a weird paradox because she has to have like a month long notice because somehow in her mind she's going to do something to get more prepared. But then if we get rolling up to the day and she's just not feeling it, then we have to cancel the episode and then reschedule. But she's developing her big girl podcast skills.
Man, I'm trying.
And going to be on more often.
Okay.
So this one is Jack Daniels.
Okay. I should check my list. I'm sure you're right.
Sure. Don't let me see the key though, because no cheating. No cheating.
Cheatsies.
It truly is blind. I had to go in the other room.
Yeah. But yes, that is Jack Daniels.
That one's going to be Jack Daniels. But yeah, a lot has changed since episode 100.
Yeah.
We have an employee now.
We do.
That's a big change.
My sister holds our lives together.
Holds the lives together.
Yeah. Keeps our lives running.
The wheels were coming off. One of the weird things about having a podcast is that if you start it for the right reasons, you didn't start it to make money, right? You started it because of a passion. You started because there was some mission that you were trying to accomplish. But the issue that you run up against is that podcasts are expensive to produce, and eventually you have to find some way to monetize it, and you want to improve the quality of your podcast. And so by the time we got to episode 100, we had been using producers that had actual professional video equipment, professional sound equipment. But if you go back to some of the early episodes that were done...
Just don't.
Yeah, don't watch the early
episodes. Unless it's Tony Luca. Please watch the Tony Luca episodes because he's great.
It's probably the worst episode production value.
But Tony Luca is great.
He himself is great.
If you can ignore the production value, Tony Luca tells great stories.
Yeah, so Yeah, the Tony Luca episode, we filmed with one of my first renditions of equipment because, you know, if you're me and you've never done any video or audio production, you don't know what the heck to buy. And so you go online, they're like, podcasting equipment package. And you're like, dude, this has everything I need. And then you get it and you plug it in and it's like, it took me forever to figure out that the microphones that they gave me needed a stronger power source than the one that they provided. And I could never get enough volume and all this stuff. And
it's a whole thing.
Then I switched to a different set of podcasting equipment. And we interviewed Tony in an Airbnb with hardwood floors and a glass table sitting in front of us. We knew it was a problem. We drug the rug from the master bedroom out to the living room. And it didn't help. We also had a wall.
He is such a good sport.
Of glass on the other side. So,
Okay, what are you sipping now?
That's rosewood.
I shouldn't even have my list open because...
Why?
Because you're right.
Of course.
Okay, this rosewood is so yummy.
What kind of a podcaster would I be if I can't identify? Now, I'll be honest. I'm hot garbage and a double blind. Mm. If these bottles weren't out here and you gave these to me, I might... be able to pick out three. I'd probably get the rosewood, the unallocated, and the Angel's Envy. But I don't know if I would be able to pick out some of the others. I don't know. We'll see.
I knew I was a bigger Bourbon Real Talk fan than you.
How do you know that?
Well, because I don't just use a prideful goat, Glenn. I got an official Bourbon Real Talk tumbler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got this Bourbon Real Talk lanyard to carry my whiskey glass in.
Oh, well, speaking of whiskey glasses, do you have one of these?
No, I don't.
Rocks glass.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, official.
Well, I love my wife, and I bought her this official whiskey wife flask from Bourbon Real Talk.
Well, that's cute and everything, but I got my wife one of these.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you can just add your own liquor, and it's an actual cocktail right there in a jar.
Me and my wife like to make cocktails, so we got this simple syrup off
the
website.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Well, do you and your wife have one of these? This is an official sticker. You can only get these on the website.
No, but I do have these official coasters that have the Bourbon Real Talk logo on them, and I'm representing.
Hmm. Well, while you're representing those little coasters of yours, I've got an aroma kit.
Do you?
Yeah, so I can smell literally everything in bourbon. Everything.
Well, I don't have that, but I do have this sample box that I keep all my samples in because I'm part of the community and I share samples.
Yeah, but do you have Glen Toppers that are officially Bourbon Real Talk?
I don't have that, but I do have this large whiskey carrying case for my glasses so that I don't break them.
See, I knew you had that. That's why I have this, the smaller version, okay? It packs more easily into your suitcase. Uh-huh. Don't mess with that big old thing, okay?
Suitcase, that's for lamos. Check this thing out. I have a Bourbon Real Talk bottle carrying bag. You can't beat that.
I don't know if I can because...
And on top of that, I have a Bourbon Real Talk t-shirt. I'm the bigger fan.
Oh, I can beat that. Is it extra schmedium?
No, I don't have an extra schmedium.
Ha! Extra schmedium.
You might be the bigger fan. You win.
I knew it.
So whether you're a Bourbon Real Talk super fan or simply looking for quality whiskey swag, head over to bourbonrealtalk.com today.
Okay, yeah. What's this one?
This one is... unallocated, light whiskey.
Yep.
So other changes to the podcast. So we have professional production. We have an employee.
Lots of new merch.
Something new that's coming. We have a new bag coming.
A new whiskey bag coming.
Should we show the people?
Do you want to?
I think we should.
Okay. So right now we have a 6-bottle bag. But we are working on a 3-bottle bag.
This is the first prototype. It has slots for 3 bottles. What we did not realize when we had the first prototype made is that the E.H. Taylor tubes, their width, the other bag is not a problem because the other bag is so wide. But since this narrows at the top, the E.H. Taylor tubes didn't fit in there. So we had to have a modification made for round 2. But it will look just like this, only a couple inches taller.
Lower price point.
Lower price point. The regular bag's $249, mm-hmm. and this one's gonna be
$149. Yep.
Nice. So we've got new merch coming. We have built Bourbon Real Talk community since the 100th mm-hmm. episode.
Which is a huge change.
We just crossed 25,000 members, and that's been quite a large change. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's massively increased our impact.
Sure.
right? Because, I mean, the podcast is great, and the podcast encourages you guys at home to get involved and share whiskey and all of that stuff, but
we're creating a tribe of people that are out there doing good things for other people.
All right. So this second one is Brothers Bond.
It is. And it's the cask strength.
The cask strength Brothers Bond.
Yes. The
regular one's
not
bad. Their
first release is still yummy.
It's 80 proof.
I like a little bite to my whiskey. We talked about this before. I like whiskey the way I like wine. Like I can do super, super sweet or like kick you in the teeth, like dry, bold. That's the way I like wine. Everything in the middle is like, nah.
Yeah.
So I like high proof whiskey.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Which is odd because, you know, at first she was like, ooh, jet fuel.
Nail polish remover.
Yeah.
That's actually what I said.
Yeah, nail polish remover. That's way more accurate. Another major change since the 100th episode, Patreon.
Yes.
We mentioned it earlier, but Patreon we launched the first of this year, and we have a little over 320 Patreon subscribers now, and that has allowed us to do some really cool stuff. So last weekend we went to the JT Mellick Distillery, which is I'll call it my favorite new whiskey. It's not even bourbon; it's rice whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And we were literally took over the distillery.
Distillery takeover.
Yeah. So
got to pick a barrel.
25 strong, walk in, private tour. Got to see all the manufacturing equipment, bottling line, the whole nine. And they are a rice and crawfish farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
With like little dudes like crawling.
Yeah, there's literally like crawdads like walking around in the parking lot. When you get close to them. They stand up and like hold their claws up and they're like, come at me, bro. You know, they were ready. They wanted that smoke.
Ready to fight.
So after the tour, we walk in, single barrel selection, everything laid out beautifully, picked an amazing whiskey that will be released exclusively on Patreon. And based on the number of Patreon members, the demand for this whiskey, if you're not on Patreon, you're not going to get a chance to buy a bottle of the single barrel we selected. Then crawfish boil. And that's the kind of stuff that we want to do with our Patriots, right? We also, next weekend, actually the day after this airs, we'll be in Houston. Doing another distillery takeover at Gulf Coast. We're going to pick a single barrel of the Prideful Goat, our brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, end of the month, I'm going to Sacramento.
Yep.
And we've got two single barrel releases of the Prideful Goat dropping there. I'll be at both releases at the liquor stores. We're going to do a BRTC event. It's going to be, I believe, on the 27th, Thursday night, April the 27th. And if you're in the Sacramento area,
Deets to follow.
It'll be released in Bourbon Real Talk community. We're going to get together at a local bar and have a drink, shake hands face to face. We got that type of thing going. And so that's been a great way to connect with the people who really resonate with
the mission.
Another major change, we started a nonprofit.
We did do that. I know this whiskey is going to be the hardest one to guess out of all of them.
Yeah, this is Angel's Envy, for sure.
It's my gateway drug.
The gateway whiskey. Yeah.
So yeah, we created the nonprofit on Sean's birthday.
Mm-hmm. My brother's name was Sean. His birthday is coming up May the 10th, and we haven't discussed it, but I think we're going to do the big launch of the first fundraiser around his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday will be in the midst of it. I don't know if we'll start it on his birthday or whatever, so a lot of that was to honor the memory of my brother, and you know, what do you do when you experience tragedy? I mean, there's no time machine. I can't make it not be, but I can use it to make as good of a future as I possibly can. And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so show them your wrists.
Oh yeah. It says live, stay. when people ask, I would say if there's one thing I could, have said to Sean, just grab him by the shoulders and shake him. You want people just to live another day. Just stay with us. It'll get better.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important message. So we're going to try to raise money not only for suicide prevention awareness, which is something that is obviously very special to us, but we're also going to try to do some trade scholarships in Sean's name. Mm-hmm.
My brother hated rich people.
He hated anything that, like, he hated boxes. He didn't want to be put in a box.
Yeah, he didn't like boxes. But like, if he found somebody that was down and out, like he would do anything for them.
Sure.
And so, I often wonder whether or not if he had come out of the military with a marketable skill, if he wouldn't have been better off. And so I thought, what better way to honor his memory than to help somebody else have the hope that he didn't have, and that is to have a skill that they knew that they could build their lives around.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a scholarship. I believe also we're going to sponsor some veteran therapy in an equine therapy center. They had a scholarship that covered some veterans. Right now they have a waiting list of veterans that want to get therapy services, but there's no one to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may sponsor some veterans in my brother's name as well. But we got that coming on. Anything else major that we need to tell the people before we let them go?
You would know, bro.
All right. Well, for those of you that this is your first time watching, you're probably kind of shocked. You're like, what? He's talking about his brother's suicide and all that stuff. But let me tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. And that is, we want to use whiskey to bring people together. So obviously you've already heard, had a brother. He was in the military. He took his own life. And in the aftermath, I was looking at, you know, what led up to that decision. And I realized that, you know, his opioid addiction and the struggles that he had when he got out of the military because of injuries caused him to lose his social network around him. And I wanted to find ways to create community and connection so that other people didn't feel the way that he felt when he decided to take his own life. And so I started to see the connective power of whiskey and how it brought people together from all walks of life. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey, the whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So that's part of the reason why we started the podcast. It's also part of the reason why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, because when you start to look for connection in the whiskey world, you'll see that many of the online enthusiast communities are just filled with whiskey trolls. And those are individuals who will say hateful things to strangers online to try and make themselves feel or look important, beat other people down. And so, one, we created Bourbon Real Talk Community where none of that stuff is allowed. So it's a free online forum. People of all walks of life and of all experience levels are welcome in there. And we've really created something special. And that's where we give out the challenge coins and mm-hmm. things like that. But seeing the state of the online enthusiast community and seeing those trolls made me realize that if those people can hate you online, even though they don't know you, there's nothing that keeps us from loving you online, even though we don't really know you. And that's why we end every podcast the same way. And that's this: if you woke up this morning and you were unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face to face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't
head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk community today.